Next station, MS Leonard, NEO, LEO, NARD, Thomas, C148, Dr. Alpers, copy Dr. Coleman. Dr. Alpers, ALPERS, not Alfred. Dr. Colavanti, copy to Dr. Alpers, ALPERS. Dr. Colavanti, dear Dr. Colavanti, this is all about Mr. Leonard. He is a 75 year old CLL slash SLL in the bone marrow who in 2006 got CVP and Ritax, and lately he had progressive retroperitoneal retinopathy, bulky disease. In 2008 he had fludarabine and Ritax, and he then had worsening disease and started on triandrol and Ritax, and patient has also pituitary macroadenoma with supracellular extension, although asymptomatic and no surgery was indicated. Patient had increasing thrombocytopenia. His CLL was ZAP70 positive, CD38 negative. Bone marrow in July 2012 showed CLL, but also showed a 20q minus clone, which is sometimes suggestive of myelodysplasia, but it was present in very few cells. Patient has been on chemotherapy, triandrol, cytoxine. Interim PET scan in December has shown great improvement. Our lately patient has had worsening of bone marrow toxicity with progressive anemia, even though he's getting proquet and progressive thrombocytopenia. Clinically, he's doing well, denies any fever, chills, night sweats, weight loss, pyroxysis, physical diagnosis, chalk patient, CLL slash SLL with bulky adenopathy, as described above, stress goes to end, or reduction times 5, now with progressive bone marrow toxicity with worsening thrombocytopenia and anemia. Number 2, coronary disease. Number 3, fibrillation, congestive vascular stress, post CIC. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, 20q minus clone in the bone marrow, no key metaphases, rule out myelodysplasia. Plan for discussion with patient as palsy may have worsening thrombocytopenia either due to chemotherapy or worsening of his myelodysplasia. Player will get a will continue RNS, get an LD ferritin, continue RNS, hold off on any chemotherapy at the present time. Period. Again, I do appreciate care. Since CHM 122, this is on 124.13. Thank you.